TUC Radio, San Francisco. Time of Useful Consciousness. The Downing Street Minutes. The Downing Street Minutes say that the Bush administration was already committed to waging war on Iraq a year before the war began and was asking the British government to, quote, fix the intelligence data and facts around the policy. The Downing Street memo created a storm in the international press, but was suppressed in most U.S. media. If the allegations are true, they may lead to impeachment proceedings against George W. Bush.
It's no insignificant matter. When in the fall of 2002, President Bush told us war would be the last resort. It's not unimportant when on March 6, 2003, the President promised us, "I've not made up my mind about military action. Hopefully, this can be done peacefully." Over the last 2 months, the veracity of these statements has, to put it mildly, come into question.
Time of Useful Consciousness is an aeronautical term. The time between the beginning of oxygen deficiency and the loss of consciousness. Time for the pilot to save the plane.
On May 1st, the London Times released the now infamous Downing Street Minutes, in which the head of Britain's intelligence agency reported military action was now seen as inevitable, and intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. On May 29th, when further documents were released revealing that in the summer of 2002, British and United States aircraft had doubled their rates of bombing in Iraq, last Sunday, the London Times released 6 new British intelligence documents indicating that as early as March 2002, our government had decided it would be necessary to create the conditions to justify war. If these disclosures are true, and so far no one from the Bush administration has bothered to respond to our letters, they establish a prima facie case of going to war under false pretenses. This means that more than 1,600 brave Americans and hundreds of thousands of innocent Iraqis would have lost their lives for a lie. And that's why we're here today. We're here today because many of us find it unacceptable for any administration, be it Democratic or Republican, to put our brave men and women in harm's way based on false information.
Now, with the publication of the so-called Downing Street Memo, as well as the subsequent documents that have appeared in the British press, it is increasingly clear that the intelligence and the facts were indeed being fixed around the policy, and that we sent our troops to war under dubious pretenses. We were told in the run-up to the war that there would be fewer than 30,000 troops in Iraq within a year of the invasion. There are 4 times that many there now. We are now told that we must stay lest the country fall into sectarian violence, but it is in the midst of sectarian strife as we speak, and there is no reason to believe that our departure now or 5 years from now will change the nature of that violence. Our continued presence will, however, guarantee more American deaths and more people who hate us for what we have done, and from whose ranks increasing numbers of terrorists will be drawn. I don't have the answer, but I do believe that the time has come for us to ask the question, is our presence in Iraq part of the solution or part of the problem? And in answering that question, I believe we should elicit the views of Iraq's neighbors, our allies, the international community at large, and experts in this country, and not just the same cabal of ideologues whose policy prescriptions foisted upon a frightened nation in the aftermath of the terrible tragedy of 9/11.
The recent release of the Downing Street Minutes provides new and compelling evidence that the President of the United States has been actively engaged in a conspiracy to deceive and mislead the United States Congress and the American people about the basis for going to war against Iraq. If true, Such conduct constitutes a high crime under Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, which states, "The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." The Downing Street minutes reveal that by the summer of 2002, President Bush had decided to overthrow Iraqi President Saddam Hussein by launching a war which Richard Dearlove, the senior British intelligence officer, reports would be, quote, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMD, weapons of mass destruction. Dearlove continues, but the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy.
Time for the pilot to save the plane.
The framers of the United States Constitution drafted Article 2, Section 4 to ensure that the people of the United States, through their representatives in the United States Congress, could hold a president accountable for an abuse of power and an abuse of the public trust. James Iredell, who later became a justice of the United States Supreme Court, stated at North Carolina's ratifying convention, "The president must certainly be punishable for giving false information to the Senate. He is to regulate all intercourse with foreign powers, and it is his duty to impart to the Senate every material intelligence he receives."
Time for the pilot to save the plane. Time of Useful Consciousness is an aeronautical term, the time between the beginning of oxygen deficiency and the loss of consciousness. Time for the pilot to save the plane.
The question must now be asked, with the release of the Downing Street minutes, whether the president has committed impeachable offenses. Is it a high crime to engage in a conspiracy to deceive and mislead the United States Congress and the American people about the basis for taking the nation into war? Is it a high crime to manipulate intelligence so as to allege falsely a national security threat posed to the United States as a means of trying to justify a war against another nation based on preemptive purposes? Is it a high crime to commit a felony via the submission of an official report to the United States Congress falsifying the reasons for launching military action? If the evidence revealed by the Downing Street minutes is true, then the President's submission of his March 18, 2003 letter to the United States Congress would violate federal criminal law, including the federal anti-conspiracy statute, which makes it a felony, quote, to commit any offense against the United States or to defraud the United States or any agency thereof in any manner or for any purpose. And the False Statements Accountability Act of 1996, which makes it a felony to issue knowingly and willfully false statements to the United States Congress.
Time for the pilot to save the plane.
The United States House of Representatives has a constitutional duty to investigate fully and comprehensively the evidence revealed by the Downing Street minutes and other related evidence, and to determine whether there are sufficient grounds to impeach George W. Bush, the President of the United States. A resolution of inquiry is the appropriate first step in launching this investigation. The Iraq War has led to the deaths of more than 1,700 United States soldiers and tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians. Thousands more have been permanently and severely injured on both sides. More than 2 years after the invasion, Iraq remains unstable and its future unclear. The war has already cost the American people tens of billions of taxpayer dollars at the expense of basic human needs here at home. More than 135,000 United States soldiers remain in Iraq without any stated exit plan. If the president has committed high crimes in connection with this war, he must be held accountable. The United States Constitution demands no less.
The Downing Street Minutes say that the Bush administration was already committed to waging war on Iraq a year before the war began, and was asking the British government to, quote, fix the intelligence data and facts around the policy. TUC Radio, San Francisco. Time of Useful Consciousness. The Downing Street Minutes. Time of Useful Consciousness is an aeronautical term. The time between the beginning of oxygen deficiency and the loss of consciousness. Time for the pilot to save the plane.